Hi, I'm Meg Hanrahan, your guide on this tour. Today we're headed for Ripley, Ohio. Ripley may seem like just another sleepy town on the Ohio River, but there was a time when it was filled with secrets and controversies. In the days of slavery, this was part of the borderlands that slaves crossed in order to make their way north to freedom in Canada. Ohio was always free, but slavery flourished just across the river in Kentucky.
It was 1,200 feet across. I mean, just imagine that, 1,200 feet between a slave state and a free state.
Anne Hagedorn is author of Beyond the River, The Untold Story of the Heroes of the Underground Railroad. She lives in the home of former abolitionists, Thomas and Kitty McKeag, on Front Street in Ripley. Conductors on Front Street worked to provide safe passage to runaway slaves. John Parker called these people the Midnight Marauders. He knew firsthand of the difficulties they faced. He worked as a conductor for 20 years from his home on Front Street. Carl Westmoreland is senior advisor at the Freedom Center in Cincinnati.
John Parker was a victim of the internal slave trade. He was sold out of Virginia to a slave pen in Norfolk, Virginia. He walked from Norfolk all the way to Montgomery, Alabama, as a 7-year-old child. In his early 20s, he bought his freedom and came to Cincinnati.
Parker was working as an iron molder in Cincinnati when he became friends with a barber.
And the barber convinced him to go upriver with him to help a black family get out of slavery in Kentucky.
A short time later, Parker moved to Ripley, where he opened his own foundry.
Parker patented three implements that still have patent coverage, becoming the sixth wealthiest person in Ripley, Ohio.
But he had a different occupation at night.
At night, he would go across the river and personally row black people to the other side and start them on their way to freedom. Can you imagine buying your way out of slavery? And every time you go across the Ohio River, you're not only risking death, but you're risking everything.
Anne Hagedorn tells a story about Parker and a runaway slave that's said to have happened in the entryway of her Front Street home.
And John Parker was on the landing with a slave catcher who had come into the front door, apparently, and they were having a fight on the landing. And Parker pulled a gun on the guy and said, "You know, I haven't shot a slave catcher yet today." And the guy raced out of the house.
Stories like these ooze out of the houses on Ripley's Front Street.
It's such an amazing experience to live in a town with a history like this, because every time you start to get cynical about the world, you remember that these people for 40 to 50 years stood up for something they believed in, and it finally happened.
From Ripley, this is Meg Hanrahan.